Hello, welcome to the Bite-Sized Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball Chapter 351 to 360, or if you're me, 157 to 166. This week, I'm joined by Ryu, Eternal Slumber.
Yes.
But both Fast and Furious.
That is true. That is true.
I'm Rose Ben, as always. Let's get into the chapter, shall we?
Well, robots, I guess.
The bots.
Yeah.
Well, actually, like, I have a thing.
15 is a robot, right?
16 is a robot. The other two are cyborgs.
Yes.
So.
We'll call them all androids.
Yeah.
Hut's screaming right now. We don't call them apples.
Nah, bro. These are the androids are evil, man. Apple is.
Oh, that statement. Your phone didn't even like that one.
No.
What kind of phone you got, bud?
Oh, yeah, I don't think I believe that. Anyways. so we get to see 17 and 18, you know, wreck some shit.
Well, mostly, is it 17?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 18.
No, 18 fight Vegeta, right?
Yes, I'm. Yeah.
Beat his ass.
He
also
obliterated him. That was.
And they keep mentioning, "Oh, she's a woman," and like, I'm like, "Fuck's sakes!" Like, Vegeta got his ass beat by a woman. Like, Piccolo said this, and I was like, "Oh my god, bro."
I mean, like, okay, so like, I was trying to be like, okay, is like, how bad is this? And it's just like, okay, Vegeta's an asshole, so like, it's not that out of character for him. Right, and
yeah,
Piccolo doesn't admonish him for it, so like, it like I was like, oh, maybe it's just like he's saying that because he knows Vegeta is, but like he would call him an idiot or something if that was not a view he also held. So it was like I was like, maybe it's not that bad, and I was like, oh my god, this is that bad.
Yeah,
it's the, I had the same. I'm like, okay, that's Vegeta. Sure, that's Vegeta for you. And then Piccolo was like, oh, it's a woman too. And I'm like, oh my god,
yeah. Fuck,
fuck, not Piccolo too. Come on, man,
they got him
Piccolo.
Too.
The pickle.
You know,
the dill pickle.
We have the demon king and the.
Now.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
Also,
oh,
the androids very quickly just resigned themselves to doing what Jiro wanted them to do anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, they want some kind of goal. They're like, we could take over the world if you wanted to.
Yeah, like, it's not that easy to find purpose, I get that. But, like, for people who are like, we don't want anything to do with you, who literally killed the person who told them to do this thing, they very quickly just went, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, but then he won't get the satisfaction,
he
right?
Wants because yeah, exactly.
They already killed him, and now they're just, you know, might as well do it while we figure out, you know, what we actually want to do, right?
Yeah, like it's... like they said, like they were talking to Krillin because Krillin asked pretty much the same question, right? And they say like, you know, it's more like a game at this point. So like, instead of for Jiro, it was like, you know, his life's work almost. For them, it's just a game. It's a thing they'll do. It's, you know, like. You can kind of look at it with like parents and children in a little in some
fair.
Way. Jiro did like make them.
Yeah, like
you know, like the parents' goal trickles down to the kids, but for the kids, it's like not as like especially if you have a bad like relationship with your parent, like it like the what your parents want you to do is not as big a part of your life as it is for them, right?
No, but it could also be that like Jiro just programmed to have like. In their brain, they're like, oh, yeah, we want to do this. Like, this is like a goal they have in their brain programmed. You could go that route. I don't know if he has.
I feel like that doesn't work because that would imply that Jiro had a lot more control over their brain functions and thought process than he clearly did. Otherwise, he would not be dead.
Yeah.
Maybe you could, like Piccolo, he could have maybe like added a goal. Like, that's all he could do in the brain. Like the Piccolo Daimyo, like he like said to his son, kill Goku. That was his one goal. Like that's what I'm like trying to like say maybe
which is what
like
a whole some... ass tsundere about right now, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just like he's hiding behind the like I wanna take over the world defense of like to be like, I'm still hanging out with you because I need to beat you to take over the world. And it's like, okay, buddy.
It's like I'm just using you, you know, screw you. This is not for you.
Screw you, I don't like you. Please.
I'm making sure this world's safe so I can beat your ass.
See, poor Vegeta is very believable, right? He's a bitch. You know, it makes sense.
Man.
Piccolo, you're like, you know, you've been kinda with him for a while now, you know, you're kind of behind on the whole evil thing, you know, right?
Yeah, like, Krillin clearly doesn't even believe it.
No. Like,
Krillin's like, yeah, sure, buddy, you're evil.
Like, yeah. I see a big softy.
I mean, that's like this, but yeah.
It's like, yeah, though, I could tell Piccolo is still is like a good guy. Vegeta, you know, he's Vegeta.
He's like, no, I'm not good. Like, no, yeah, buddy, right.
Like, I'm not good. You're good. I'm bad.
God. I guess from the main cast, he's like the most...
Like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he was Piccolo Daimyo's son. That's right. I forgot about that.
Tien, no, that was nasty. That was nasty.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Oh, that was insane. Oh, my God.
God, yeah, you used to be evil. Huh? Whatever happened to that? He's like,
I'm always like,
yeah, it's
it's hilarious. Oh, my God. But, anyways, 16 is the only one that actually wants to fully fulfill that goal of killing Goku.
But because 17 said, like, we just want to beat him, right? When he was talking to Krillin.
Yeah, but like 16, like, again, he's a full robot, so he's like fully programmed to like kill Goku. That's like his main goal. He knows all information, and he, like, the other ones are human. They have the information because the information of where he lives, etc. It's all been programmed in. It's just that they have their human will to be like, nah, I'll fuck with that.
Yeah, fucking broke him.
Yeah.
And 16 is like, I want to kill him. He lives here. And then, yeah, he just like, he's straight up just goal, just do this. He'll probably, after that, he'll probably just follow them or destroy himself. I don't know, but.
Or maybe just stand still. It's like, okay, my goal is completed. Shuts off.
Shuts down. Dun, 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 dun. Falls over like Katakuri.
Yeah. I could see that.
At least he was talking about birds. That was something else than killing Goku.
Yeah, it was like birds. Killing Goku, birds. The two things.
Maybe Garo just really liked birds. Like, you know what? That's my son. I'm adding birds to his brain. He likes birds too.
Also, I really feel bad for Trunks. Man. He's like, okay, Trunks. we gotta wait for Goku, you know, or like you can't kill the androids right now. Vegeta's like, you know, fuck you. And it just goes and punches him and it just goes anyways.
Yeah.
And like, he's not
like listening. That happens. Like, his dad is an asshole, and like, that's a whole ass thing that he has to unpack.
Yeah.
And then, like, secondly, there's this whole like, oh, there's another fucking time machine.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, the future's changed. Like not even just like the timeline changed just because you time traveled and now everything's fucked. Also, second time machine.
Yeah.
Good luck, bitch.
And that one arrived in the year before even Trunks arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the time I would probably have been scuffed anyways.
Yes.
But
I was going to come at the gate. I know who was in the egg. I know who was in their cell. It's pretty obvious.
Oh, no, it's Amoeba was in there. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yes. That would be hilarious. Anyways, so, yeah, we have the whole... We get to understand a little bit on how time travel works here. So whenever a change occurs, it appears like the timeline just branches out and becomes like...
This seems to be one of the like time travel stories where they say like, you know, like the very act of time traveling does that because that innately like immediately changes it by your mere presence.
Exactly. Like, it's one of those, like, there's multiple ways to go about time traveling in your story. And this one, like, you can go the route of, like, oh, you travel back, and then the future changes for you as well. But this one is more like you travel back, and that timeline that you went back into changes, but you go back to your time, and that timeline hasn't changed.
It's split.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so this timeline is a whole separate thing. So even if he beats the androids here, he won't beat the androids of his future. And even if it goes
like, they just, like, it's very noble that, like, the characters, like, Bulma and Trunks, they wanted to just create a future that's positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not theirs, because, like, for example, Bulma doesn't know full well she won't be able to go back to it. Honestly, like, that's like, this future Bulma that we haven't seen is the best version of Bulma.
Exactly. Bulma.
Yeah. Must have gone through
she's
a lot.
She's super noble, and like she's sacrificing for her kid here because she's like, you'll get to go back to that future. Presumably, right?
Presumably he stays, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, and she's like, I'll still be here, like, in this fucking terrible place, but knowing you're gonna be in a better place, I'm fine with, and I'll sacrifice anything, like, amazing parent, amazing, like, parent moment, amazing character moment, noble as hell.
True.
I will never see Bulma like this.
Is he the only survivor for the rest of the group? Like, who else, like, was there any other survivor that they mentioned?
They mentioned... Like,
Gohan, right? Gohan, yeah. Like, trained Trunks, but I don't know what happened with Gohan.
Yeah, so the only survivor seemed to be Gohan, Bulma,
and Trunks. Oh, no, they say, like, they say that, like, the survivor, like, the world population is, like, in the tens of thousands still. Yeah. So there's more survivors, we just don't know any other named characters.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking, like, the only survivors of the main cast.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know, like, they can, like, presumably most of the other Z-Fighters are gone.
Yeah, he did.
Because like they don't mention them, but like, maybe. Yeah,
Vegeta's dead for sure. Goku's dead for the illness.
Vegeta's dead.
I mean, like, again, those are not confirmed, right? We know Piccolo's gone.
Piccolo must be dead.
Dragon Balls would have been a plot point.
Yeah.
Exactly. Vegeta's dead.
I think the only ones that we can, like, 100% confirm are Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like the rest, fuck if, like, they could also just be in hiding, you know, training.
Yeah, no.
They could, but that's speculation, they're all
They're all underground bunkers, he said. Like, Fallout type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if they could, did they already, like, make more androids then? If they, like, or it was just the two of them took over the entire world and the entire human population has to, like, be in bunkers?
Probably, just.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you're outside, like, above ground, it's just like you're in danger of the androids just coming to kill you for fun.
Yeah. I think it's just the two, because some Park Peter Trunks probably would have mentioned it. Or like, oh, they might.
They call themselves.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
They just fucking split down the middle and become two. And regenerate.
Okay, so back to like the actual chapters, like, Vegeta's in a fucking interesting position, like, storytelling-wise, because he's an unbearable asshole, and I want to see him get his shit kicked in, but also, that's being done by the bad guys. So it's like, I don't want the bad guys to win, but on the other hand, I want to see Vegeta get punched.
Yeah.
Vegeta has to come around, put in this place. Vegeta has to come around to, like, he's on the right path. Like, he still might be an asshole, like, be, like, a prideful bitch, but he'll get.
Currently, his goal is still killing Goku.
Yeah, it's like, after I'm done with
this. If it turns to, like, beating Goku, like it is with 17 and 18 right now, that's like, yeah, we can live with that. That's just rival shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, true.
And then they'll push each other to, like, go to higher heights, right? Like, if Goku and Vegeta both, like, want to beat each other, then they're going to go to higher heights.
Yeah. Vegeta just got, like, a huge ego hit, right?
True, yeah.
He got a giant boost in the off period that they had.
Yeah, it was like, I'm finally a Super Saiyan, and I'm stronger than Kakarot. Like,
Goku. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A giant hit.
Yeah, massive. So now he has to go through that.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Krillin. Only character with self-preservation instinct, survival instinct. I love it. Love to see it. He is the smartest character. I don't care what any stat books or other shit say. He wants to stay alive, and I respect that.
He's always been the brains. He's always been the brains out of the two of them.
Smarter than Bulma, because Bulma brought her and her fucking baby into a fucking war zone and was like, I'll be fine. They're all still alive. I'm sure it's fine. Yeah. Almost killed both of them.
Mm-hmm. True.
True.
I don't know. I don't know how social services would look at this. No, I do know. She would not have that kid anymore. She would not be a parent anymore.
Yeah, but listen. Would it go to Vegeta? I don't think it would.
Into foster care.
Yep.
I think,
I think anything, Chi-Chi would take over.
I think the grandparents would. They seem.
Grandparents are more normal. Like,
yeah, they seem nice. Like Dr.
No,
Breeze.
But like Bulma lives with them, so that's not
true.
Not taking the child away from them. So like because of the living arrangements, you would go into foster care probably, unless there's another. Like,
or you take Bulma out of that house
has
and
their life together.
I mean, I don't know how they'd be dealing with, you know, as alien, half human thingy. You know.
Hey, fucking Gohan seems to be managing just fine.
True, that is true.
And Trunks in the future seems to be doing good, so.
Yeah, good enough. I mean,
yeah, I mean, starting, like, the situation isn't great, but him as a person seems
he's a great person, you know. He does,
he's probably one of my favorite characters, actually, like in the story. Like, we haven't talked much about like favorite characters, on the podcast, but like Trunks is definitely up there for me. Like, I think his whole like storyline is great, he's cool, you know, he's also. Like, logical. He's like, we should work together. We should give ourselves the best chance of survival, of winning.
We should wait till all Super Saiyans we have are here so we can actually beat him.
I feel like,
it sucks that he's dealing with some of the most unreasonable people to ever people.
Yeah, I feel like if Trunks was there before, like, didn't leave, and they were like, oh, we don't want to destroy the...
4 years?
Just like when they were discussing the thing, and they were like, oh, we don't want to, you know, destroy the androids. He'd be like, fuck you guys, gather the Dragon Balls, find out where the hideout is, and we'll probably destroy them. Because, like, Trunks
is the most... He would have done it himself.
Yeah, he's like...
He'll go back in time to destroy it, but that won't change this future.
No, but he was also hoping that he was like, oh, you know, I won't change this future, but I want the future to be safe. Worst case, we want to find the plans to destroy the androids, or if that didn't work, would he just bring Goku to the future so he could also, like, help deal with them? So that's where, like, the two, like, the backup plans as well. Yeah, also, everyone...
There's something in there somewhere.
Yeah, everyone is like, oh, even if... Oh, what was that?
Don't worry about it. Let's keep going.
Alright. So everyone's like, yeah, Goku wouldn't make a difference here. Because, like, he's... Even if he recovers, gets a Zenkai, it's like... It's looking very...
I don't know if they're taking the Zenkai boost into account, because they're not talking about it anymore. And Dragon Ball is a huge fan of show don't tell, so.
Yeah, so like, unless they do like, oh, I feel a lot stronger now, and but Goku's saying this straight up, I don't think they're gonna do it.
Like, but... I think it's still something we should take into consideration being the audience, but the character the characters definitely aren't thinking about that anymore.
To be fair, they're literally fighting androids that are about to destroy the world and their best friend. So you tend to forget about things in panic.
I feel like it makes
sense
in the situation.
I mean, okay, so like true, but the thing is, the fact is we're dealing with characters, not people. And like in the story like has a duty to show everything that will be pertinent to the conclusion of its conflict, right?
Yeah.
It can hold some of it back for later reveals, but it like it will show everything that will be pertinent. So if they're not talking or not gonna like it's up to like how they show Goku coming back, of course. But if they don't show Goku like being stronger or anything like that, then like the story, we can safely assume that the story just forgot that it was a thing.
To be fair, Akira Toriyama is like known forgets things. Like he forgot about like things in Dragon Ball original, and then to reapply that in Z. So like he's forgotten things, and he's pretty famous for that as well. So it wouldn't surprise me.
That is true.
So like that is the thing that like you like we kind of have to keep track of and keep into account, and it's just like it's they're taken into account. Sorry, like it's just like a bit frustrating, but
yeah.
All right.
Piccolo is God now, or the demon and God in one.
He's a nameless Namekian.
Yeah, that forgot his name long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just call him Piccolo?
Sure. They're still gonna probably call him Piccolo because he looks the exact same. So eventually they're gonna just.
Also, he just randomly like got his cloak and shit and turban back.
No, so I look at that for like a good while. It looked like he like fucking transported like that. You saw like the movement lines on him. Like
he's got the colors beam. He just beamed himself.
Yeah. He can just make clothes appear. He should make a clothing line. Wait, how much bank would he make about from that? Oh my god.
In the modern day society, that's how he takes over the world. Corporations rule.
Oh my god.
He makes a clothing line, becomes a clothing designer, and then takes over the world that way. There it is. Piccolo, we got you covered. Make sure to hire us as brand ambassadors.
That's actually genius.
Or I PR manager. A little of the comics, like, nah, not now. It's not big of a threat enough. Like, what do you mean not big of a threat enough?
Like, that was just like ask and you shall receive, like, type shit. It's like, I don't know if like this is a big enough like problem. Giant explosion goes off in the background. I stand corrected.
I think we might want to do reconsider and actually recall by.
Alright, yeah. So I actually had a theory that, like, I don't know if it's gonna hold up at all, because I already, like, found, like, maybe a pothole for it, but we can discuss this. So, like, this, I just got, like, onto a train of thought off of what Tien said about Vegeta. Like, Tien said that Vegeta is pride personified, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that got me thinking, like, if, like, each Super Saiyan that we've seen so far, like, correlates to one of the seven deadly sins, because Pride is one. And, like,
that's what I thought too, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, we know that Goku awakened through Rage. So, like, it's either, like, when they're in Super Saiyan or, like, when they awaken, you can correlate one of the seven deadly sins to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that Goku awakened through Rage, Wrath. And then Vegeta, yeah, sure. Pride.
Yeah.
So then, like, we don't know enough about, like, when Trunks awakens / how he really is in, like, Super Saiyan. Like, I want to try and observe that and, like, maybe think about that. But I was thinking maybe, like, we can, like, honestly, like, I feel like we could put Envy on him.
Envy?
Envious of a better future?
That, but, like, I think that's even more of a stretch. Like, when we first, not first, but when we see him talk to Goku after Goku, like, arrives back on Earth and they're, like, testing each other in, like, Super Saiyan.
Hey, can you go Super Saiyan? I want to see. Like, that's what he says. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but, like, just like he also, like, acknowledges that he's, like, stronger than him, that, like, Goku's stronger than him in Super Saiyan, and stuff like that. So, like, I kind of feel like you can maybe correlate that to Envy.
Mm.
It might be a bit of a stretch. Like, I feel like Trunks is a bit, like, iffy, like, around the edges for it. But I feel like it would be a cool concept, right? Because, like, at least with the two main ones that we've seen and, like, No Awakened, like, they definitely, like, fall into that. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's fair. Yeah.
Like, there's only, like, four possible ones right now that are alive, including Gohan.
Yeah. So, like, if we say, like, okay, Trunks, like, it's a bit iffy, but, like, we can put him into, like, Envy, then, like, that leaves Sloth. Lust is definitely the one where I'm just like, that's not good. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Female Super Saiyan.
Yeah, like I could see Akira Toriyama writing it like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well.
Or you could look at it as
gluttony is the
You know,
lust for power.
Yeah, or yeah,
lust exactly. For battle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't think it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Yeah. Sloth. I think gluttony would be a fucking funny one.
Like gluttony, sloth, lust. What's the fourth one you did say?
Greed.
I agree.
It's right. Greed. Yeah. It could be. Go on. I could see greed. Maybe. Like he. Go on? Like no. He's not really been greedy. Like, I'm like thinking maybe. Greed for like power, like as in like he needs more power. He needs to like.
I mean, to be fair, go like making a time machine to go into the future to give yourself a better future is kind of greedy.
True.
That is true.
True. And then go.
And I mean, like he also does want everything to go according to his plan. Like we've talked it up to like you know obviously like it's very understandable that he is doing that. But, like, it is also, like, a greedy way to think, right? That everybody has to listen to him. That, like, his plan is what's going to make things work.
Bulma hasn't changed. He just talks about her in a better light.
That would be crazy.
No, like...
Yeah, I think, like, in that way, Trunks could, like... I think greed fits better than envy.
Yeah, and then Gohan can be envious over like his father or like Vegeta or Trunks, who he himself got trained. And then like, I want to do that as well. And then, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, since Gohan probably needed to step into that role since, you know, all the power heists died.
Yeah.
Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo.
But so, we know he gets Super Saiyan at some point because Trunks literally said, oh, he trained me to get this in the future. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he,
so he unlocks it now or later, we don't know. But he locks it. You'll get it at some time.
Yeah, I think this is now definitely like an interesting thing to like think about like for the future as well. Because I think it fits. I think definitely now that we've like pegged Trunks for greed.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works. Yep. Also, after Vegeta gets his ass kicked, he has a whole ass angsting session, like just by himself.
He blows up and just
this is so like funny. Like this is definitely like the just like the age range that we're like that it's being written for. Was like it's just like angst teen. Like Vegeta's a whole ass grown adult, but like he's angsting right now.
God, I'm like, so mad right now, Kakarot.
Kakarot, yeah. You don't understand me.
Okay, Batman, Jesus.
That was not Batman.
No. Yeah.
Something so Vegeta the Edgelord? That's crazy.
Vegeta is kind of an Edgelord at this point.
He is.
Like, the closest thing we got before that was, like, Piccolo, and, like, he wasn't.
Piccolo's a sweetheart. Let's put it that way.
Secret.
Don't let him hear you say that.
No.
He beat my ass. But, you know.
He fucking killed me, probably.
Yeah. I think he'd just, you know, yell very firmly, be like, no, I am
right,
bad.
Right now, as the nameless Namekian, I feel like he's not as evil as just Piccolo. I feel like he got some of the good sides from Kami, right?
Yeah, also Kami. Like Kami agreed because like Piccolo wasn't nearly as evil as he used to be.
Yeah.
Piccolo's like, no, I'm evil, I'll take over the world. Yeah, sure, buddy.
He was like, yeah, he's still, you know, the evil in him is almost gone, you know, with me it'll probably end. Kind of
like, yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
Plus, Bugman's crazy.
What?
People are scared of the Bugman.
Yeah, that is, you know, shocker. Makes sense. Oh my god. Bugman. But I'd be scared as shit if I saw, you know, a bug alien person walking towards me.
We shouldn't get into the cell stuff that much yet because, like, he's not, like, we're not there yet. Like, that's.
I mean, we know he killed, like, an entire city by just being there, I guess, and the people just vanished. Like, the clothes are there.
This is, like, some really, like, Red Scare shit as well, it feels like.
Yeah.
Also, the timing on this is perfect. Like, you know, we were already fighting the androids. Fuck it, let's add an alien on top of that.
Yeah, I've said it before, but, like, the frantic vibes of Dragon Ball are, like, I think unparalleled, because the willingness to like, not milk things, like, that's a crazy thing to say about Dragon Ball, I know, but the willingness to not milk things and just throw more shit on top of it instead is insane.
Yeah, like, let's the fuck finish that story first. Let's add this already first, and then prepare that for, like, when it's, like, almost over. Yeah.
It makes things insane.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this has this. Oh, no, this is here. Oh, no, this is here. Like, you keep.
Yeah, like, we saw it on the, like, in the Frieza saga. Like, it was, like, you had Vegeta running around. You had the Vegeta, like, Vegeta.
Frieza
running around, Frieza's other forces being there. Dude, then you had the fucking Ginyu Force showing up.
Yeah, the gang had like multiple factors to like think about during the arc that it was kind of, the odds were really stacked against them at the start. So,
and it feels like we're getting there again.
Yep. The Saiyan Saga was the simplest. It was like, okay, two aliens arrived.
They're coming.
They're coming. They're here. Cool. Defeat them if you can. So that was pretty simple. And then the Namek saga, and now this with all the time travel shenanigans and stuff happening with the extra androids, right?
Yeah.
So
I remember back in like 20, when was this, like 6 years ago? So like probably like 2018, 2017. I was watching Dragon Ball Super, and you know, like I just like I just remember calling up a friend to just discuss time travel in Dragon Ball.
Real,
yeah.
Because I was like, okay, we need to figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever get, like, the cardboard, like, fucking board?
Like, no, we didn't, but, like, it felt like that, because we were on the phone for, like, a solid hour, just like,
Jesus.
Okay, wait, so if this does this, then that does that, and then, like, how does that?
Yeah, how does that correlate? Is there this that does that because of this? And then, yeah, you just keep going.
Because, like, we got that one doing this, and then that one going like that.
Yeah, so what happened over here? How did this happen?
it was very, like, conspiracy theory vibes, but...
Nondescript discussions are funny as fuck. Just this and that. Just that's all it is.
There is. There's just this, that, and the other.
Yep. That's all there is, folks. Copyright infringement. Anyways. Yeah, so this is kinda crazy.
I love that like Piccolo's in the sea. So you finally arrived, huh? Just like
I've been waiting for you.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's around just like yep.
Kami has also, been
No, you go.
I was just gonna say, Kami has been had an ominous feeling for this for years. I was like, oh, you know, when Trunks arrived, I was like, oh, it's probably the androids. But,
And he just didn't trust it. He was like, nah, some.
Yeah, I was like, when Piccolo arrives, like, I think there is something else, you know, I can't quite put my fingers on it, because androids, you know, they just kind of beat you up, left you there. They knew about Senzu being seduced, you know, let you be. But at this.
For future reference, for like the next arc or whatever, Piccolo should just have himself like transported to the Namekian planet and just like absorb some people.
Bro, they have their own lives, man. That's kind of crazy.
Flying.
No, like I like to be obviously in discussion with, but like he's gonna need a power boost. I'm just saying, like there's no more Namekians on Earth. We can't.
His power like increased a lot because of this, right? Like mostly magical power, because most of the magic power went to Kami. Yeah. So like that's like shit like beams and shit.
So his beam.
He can make more clothes.
he can do his beam quicker.
Yeah.
No more 5-minute wind up time, baby.
Let's go.
Yeah, baby. He's got unlimited power.
Yeah. You know, in hindsight, an attack with like 5-minute charging time, it's not really suited for battle, is it?
No, not
give me
really.
A second, Goku. I gotta charge my beam
for 5 minutes. Yeah, not really. Not really suitable for battle. Yeah, unless you like you have teammates to back you up. Yeah, then you're cooked. Also, I was gonna say this last week. This was the first time we kind of saw like a villain be in shambles in like Dr. Gero, because he a lot of unexpected shit got pulled up on him, like Super Saiyan and stuff. So he was really in the back foot. So yeah, that was kind of interesting to see.
You think he's laughing from beyond the grave right now, or
probably. I mean, probably not, because, you know, they first of all, they just defeated all the Z fighters and just let them be. And they're like, oh, I guess we can beat Goku, you know. Sure.
Right, because they're not... Well, I mean, 16 still wants to kill him, so, like, yeah. I guess that's a dub.
Yeah, I guess he just places his hopes on 16. It's like, please? So this is why I'm 18.
My son worked your magic. But he wanted to destroy
16. He also didn't want him to wake up, so... No.
We still don't know why exactly he's that big of a threat. Like it probably is just like he's automated, so he probably just like goes all out from start. Doesn't really care about like saving the surroundings or planet.
I mean, he cares about the birds, so
maybe he does care.
About does he care about the bees?
That's a good question.
We don't know. Also, trying to keep Goku safe for 10 days because like, oh, yeah, sure, we got that. Yeah, right.
I mean, no, because, like, they're doing the whole road trip thing. So, yeah, like...
And he knew that. That's fair. Like, knew that we're just going to take a bus or, like, a truck or whatever.
So they just... Like, flew like they can and did it fast, and then just got into a place that's presumably more than 10 days away.
Yeah.
If the three of them, like the three androids, just like, okay, we'll split up. We search, all three of us search this area. Like, you have this, you have that, you have that. We fly over a day. Not even. They would have them.
Yeah, that would be quick, but like...
Yeah, but like they said, like, they're not in any rush.
Yeah, they got all
over
the
power. That, they have infinite energy.
Yeah, so
that I don't believe that. I generally don't believe that. They say, like, it feels infinite. Days. Like one of them, I don't know if it's mistranslation or something, but it's one of them said nearly infinite. I think it was Trunks talking about them at some point. So I'm like, okay, so it's not infinite. But, so there is an end to it, right? There's got to be an end to it. There's no way that, like, you can't have infinite energy. Just in real life, you can't. That's just how it is. There's preservation of energy, you know?
There's a finite amount of energy in the world, in the universe.
Exactly. So,
and you can't, and first law of thermodynamics, you can't create something out of nothing.
Nothing, exactly.
No energy can be created out of nothing. So, like, it's all just, it either gets into usable energy or like heat or any other like byproduct of whatever the energy.
Even if you have perfect, you have 100% efficiency or making energy.
That's still just like 1-to-1. Like, there's no like bonus energy that you get. There's not like little like, oh, you got more. Here's like 0.05% extra. Like, there's no achievements for this.
If you can make like energy out of air, water, ground, whatever. Like, if you can make air energy out of anything. You're going
to go fired with a full quad?
Everything.
Sure. There is still a finite amount of energy that can be made from all those things. Those things run out. The Earth has a finite amount of oxygen, a finite amount of air, a finite amount of water, a finite amount of ground. Like, there's still a finite amount of those resources. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it, still finite.
True.
I saw like a thing at some point where I said that like, I don't know how much it was, but like a certain like percentage of like all the energy that there is available, like I think it was like 30% or something, is like in use.
Yeah.
That's so like, yeah, 30% of all the energy that we could create on Earth is in use already.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like,
it's like that it'll be in like, circulation.
Mm-hmm. But like, the thing is, like, we use electric energy, and then the electricity energy like still comes back around. Like, it's more complicated than this, but yeah. Still.
Yeah, but the point is, they have a shit ton of energy regardless.
True.
So. Yeah. For now, it doesn't make a lot of.
She just flying 18. Like, she didn't even get like damage on her because somehow she gets to regenerate. I guess.
I think
she didn't take damage in the first place because her energy is overpowering. I guess big blast.
She just stays the same strength while he gets weaker, so his attacks do less damage, right?
Oh, so, yeah, like that. But, like, I mean, like, he did, like, a big beam, this, like, big blast attack, right?
Yeah.
And on her, and she didn't take damage from, big bang, I think. She didn't take damage. Is that just, like, her power overwhelming that amount of, like, energy? Like, her energy overpowering the energy of the attack?
Yeah, I guess so, like, she's just damage. She's just stronger. Yeah. Also, Vegeta did say that he wasn't really trying as well. So,
yeah, whether... Right.
Yeah, for her being stronger and Vegeta holding back until that, a little later into the fight, it makes sense that it didn't really do any damage.
Yep, that's like the whole like Shonen thing, right? Of like the main characters and like everyone just holds back until they have to go all out instead of just going all out from the start, like the enemies do.
Yeah, for here, I think it would have made more sense to go all out, from the start because you know they have the leverage of being able to drag out the fight, but. A thing in fights is that you have to conserve your energy, right? And conserve your stamina, so you like don't go full on from the beginning because then you'll be done later on in the fight,
like a minute,
right?
Yeah.
You'll be cooked really quickly. So it makes sense conserving your energy, not
it's
going.
It's also like trying to test out like the opponent.
Yeah.
Just like exactly. Just like especially in this situation where there's three opponents, right? If you don't have to go all out on the first one to beat them, then you want to do that because you want to conserve energy for the next.
Exactly. Right.
A lot of times, as we've seen in Dragon Ball, it's a gauntlet. Like you're not one and done. You're running the gauntlet.
Yeah. True.
True. And Vegeta was planning to kill 18, then go back to 17, and then 16 when he's done.
Yeah.
Like, he was planning to run all of them.
Yeah, he didn't. Really, he didn't get through.
Like,
the
who
first
goes
round.
First? And he called them bad words.
Yeah, he's like, I'll take the woman, then I'll take the bandana dude, then I'll take the big bastard. So
yeah,
big bastard is like, it seems like a wrestler name.
The big bastard.
Big bastard.
Low-key,
definitely like a villain name, but like I can see it.
Low-key, yeah. 16 could be a wrestler. Like he's built for that.
Yeah, I was just like, this man is like in like he's built. He's tall as shit. And as per usual, when I see a tall person, I go, this man could dunk.
Yeah. 16 bro. Could dunk.
I feel like he could just like he do like a little hop and just like demolish the ring.
Yeah.
I feel like he could shack it.
Yeah, I'm like Shaq, yeah.
Okay. Who do you think is taller between 16 and Piccolo?
Piccolo.
Yeah, like I think
seven,
Piccolo's taller,
Piccolo's
but like 16 is like
think.
More built.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, does that mean you would rather have like 16 as your power forward or like still your center because of like the power he has?
Piccolo is 741. 7 feet 41. 222 centimeters.
And lit up.
Oh shit, this man's nearly as tall as Wemby. I think he's like 2 centimeters smaller. I feel like you gotta put him at center. Like then 16 power forward.
Probably. But that would probably make the most sense.
That's a crazy 1-2 though.
Yeah, that would be great lineup.
I feel like because like you just have to like double one of them and that frees up the other and like you're not stopping them with less than two.
Yeah. So like every Dragon Ball character right now, what would your five main picks be?
I'm taking Krillin a point guard.
Yeah.
Then the IQ is crazy. Like I know he's small, but like I feel like it still works out with like point guard. I feel like IQ would be crazy, like the passes and shit.
Exactly.
Then I take I think Piccolo at center, 16 to power forward, and then we got like three spots left. No, we got two spots over. We got shooting guard and we got the small forward left open. So somebody who'd be able to like shoot really well, because like surrounding Piccolo and 16 with shooters is going to be the way to open up the driving lanes for them. So lucky. I think you'd want like I think Frieza. Frieza small forward. I think Frieza's
Frieza
small
would
forward.
Just levitate the ball into it. He would not even.
We're taking into like account that like they wouldn't be able to do like all the crazy shit.
Exactly.
So I think Piccolo could like stretch his arm out like if we're going that route.
We're not doing that route. So I feel like
I think keep Frieza at shooting guard. Put Tien at small forward.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think
I would
Tien
actually
or, like Yamcha maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking Yamcha's shooting guard, honestly. Like,
yeah, I think Yamcha. Yeah, I think swap out Yamcha for Tien because I think Tien works well if you maybe slide him over to power forward. But if you have 16, you don't need him, right? So true. I think you can have Tien coming off the bench or like put him on a different team because I think like if we're doing main five, Tien like kind of like there's overlap in the skill sets, and I think that just will give you diminishing returns at that point.
Tien can see a lot though. I have the
sure.
He's got court. He got crazy court vision. He's got crazy court vision.
So coach,
maybe he pulls a magic and it's like a 6'9" fucking point guard.
Oh fucking. Yeah.
With crazy court vision.
That would be insane. Ooh.
Okay, so I got Krillin at the 1, Frieza at the 2, Yamcha at the 3, and then 16 at the 4 and Piccolo at the 5. What team do you think could rival this with other Dragon Ball characters?
Other Dragon Ball characters? Okay. Ooh.
I think you need Goku in there somewhere, but like, what position would Goku be?
Yeah, I think Goku is very battle smart and he's very adaptable too, so...
Wouldn't give him the point guard position though.
I was thinking.
I don't think
point
directing
guard,
the
but...
offense would be good for him. I think like he's in a good position to like catch lobs and you know like attack the paint. So I feel like I feel like you would have to go, like, I think, like, the team that we just built is, like, a very classic basketball, like, really good, solid team. I think if we want to put Goku, I think Goku would fit in, like, a Golden State Warrior type thing where playing small ball. So you have, like, Draymond as, like, the center. So I think Goku as the center with, like, small ball lineup.
True. Yeah, fair.
I feel like Goku would play a lot bigger than his size.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then, okay. So, are we also taking like age into account? Because
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we take like prime version everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Because then I feel like Roshi could fit in there somewhere.
Oh like, shit! That's
prime
a great
Roshi
stuff.
Is crazy.
Prime Roshi. That's like some. That's like a Will Chamberlain.
When he goes big muscle mode, you're not blocking him. You're not blocking him. You're just not.
But like, would he be center? Like, would he play center for us? Like, or so it's like Goku over to the four.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah. I think that's a good shot. Okay.
Do we then put Tien in Magic Johnson role of like big point guard with court vision?
Yeah, that's a good shot. Like that would go.
Okay. So we have a 1, a 4, and a 5 right now. So we need. So once again, we're left with the shooting guard and the small forward.
Yep.
Hear me out, Kami. Somewhere in there.
He's tall, but like, I mean, prime Kami. Prime Kami could get up with some shit. Yeah.
True. I feel like he'd be a good shooting guard.
We're going insane with height right now. Like, I think Goku is our smallest player.
Yeah, true.
I mean, if we, do we count Roshi's like prime to be like the big muscle mode? Because then
I think we do.
I don't know if that's actually taller than Goku. I don't know how much bigger he gets.
I think the height's still like I think the height's still crazy though.
Yeah.
But like, who do we? So like, we're putting Kami as the like prime Kami's shooting guard. So who are we putting at our small forward?
My main thought is Krillin, but Krillin wouldn't be too great.
Krillin's already on the other team, so...
Yeah.
Okay, is it like... I know we haven't seen much of him yet, but I think putting Cell at small forward... Like, he's pretty... He's, like, also pretty tall, and I think, like... You know... I feel like he could get up to some shit.
About Piccolo's height. I mean, we didn't see much, but
like they seem about similar height, so
yeah.
So like his feet. So yeah. Or we could go with someone like Ginyu.
Yeah, I was thinking Ginyu. Like if we're going all in on height, I think Ginyu is a good
choice.
Right. That's a Ginyu.
Yeah,
okay, so which team do you think wins in the 7-game series if we're doing that?
Oh, the first one, I think. I think the first one.
How close do you think? Like, are we going to game 7 or like? I think it'll be a 6-game series. I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think it's 7. I don't think it's that close.
Yeah, probably not. I feel like the first team is just better.
I mean, we made the first team just thinking we make one team, so you took the best characters for every position. And then the second team was like, oh, yeah, what do we have left to make another team, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. But, like, it's crazy that, like, we didn't even, like, put EMC on the, like, on the best team. like, you don't get it. So, hey, no. maybe pull some plot armor shit.
Maybe some plot armor wins anyway. Like, get the game 7, he wins that, and then they just end the day.
Like, if they get the game 7, then, like, you know, I think team 2 clears, but, like, I don't think it's going to be that close.
Yeah.
Plot armor, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Goku's been out of commission for a while now, so.
And 10 more days to go.
Ooh. Now we're getting more side characters.
I hope he comes back next 10 chapters because I want to see him again. Like, it's been long to see him in action.
Yeah, that's fair. But hey, now we get more side character action at least.
That's true.
See?
Is there anything else that we want to mention?
No. I think I got everything.
Yeah. Ben, you got your wish of less Goku. So.
But the side characters are getting shafted.
Yippee.
They don't really get time to shine. They're just in pain. Anyway, yeah. With that, we're going to end off today's episode. We'll see you guys next week. And as always, I have been joined by Ryu.
Later.
Bye, Hut.
Bye.
I've been your host, Ben, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.